This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sean Gentile of The Athletic is waiting on the line. I told him noon. I got confused, and he agreed at the last second to change to 11 o'clock, and that's what kind of man he is. Hello, Sean. I don't know if you heard any of the show earlier, but clearly Sidney Crosby's camp has changed its stance here on the idea of him ever wanting to leave Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. That was a non-starter until good old Pat Brisson launched a grenade into the hockey world last night by saying, basically, it's always a possibility, and we'll see how things go here. That's what he told Pierre LeBrun, and Sid earlier in the day had a chance when the Canadiens rumor came up to say, yeah, like I said last season, I'm a Penguin for life. He didn't say that. He said, I get it. I know why talk like this comes up, and to know that a team like that wants you, it's not the end of the world. But this is more about what Brisson did, Sean. Why did he do it? Why has the Crosby camp suddenly, going into this season, launched this grenade?
Do you really think it's more important that it came that Pat said what he said last night? I'm like more taken with what Crosby said during the Vegas media car wash.
Either one, because to me, what Brisson says is what Crosby wants him to say. Like, we know that he doesn't say something like that without Sid knowing about it. So take either, but why is this happening?
Because things change. Like, this is what we've talked about in some capacity for the last 3 years. I've done so many radio hits in Canada, whether it's Vancouver or Montreal or Toronto or wherever else. And everybody has always been just like apoplectic at the idea that Crosby could want to stay here in this situation for, you know, the remainder of his career. And like, to some extent, I agree with it. Like, it's absurd that, you know, he's the player that he is, still as good as he is, and we're going on year four without seeing him in the playoffs. Like, that's ridiculous. But up until the last couple of days, it's also flat out what he wanted. He said it himself. He said it at plenty of junctures over the last 3 years. Like, no, I'm a Penguin for life. This, like, I'm doing what I want to do. So I took him at face value, you know, like, I think it was right to, because year three on a garbage team is a whole lot different than year one. It's the difference between theory and practice, where, like, you can say, yeah, I want to be here for the rebuild and be around for whatever's next. But when you're going on a fourth straight season of playing for a really crummy team, things change. And Sid has, you know, he's, if nothing else, the guy's earned the right to call his shot and do exactly what he wants to do. And I think this is the first time we've seen, you know, it kind of swing back in the other direction.
Do you think, and I give that theory absolute plausibility, do you also think that there's an ownership issue here, and that this could be a power play from Brisson and Sid to get Mario back involved at a lower offer? The theory being, oh, David Hoffman wants to buy the team now. How would he like to buy the team for $1.75 billion if I'm not here? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Or how about maybe he can buy the team for $1.7 billion or whatever with Mario Lemieux involved in like a more official concrete capacity with the Hoffman Group. I think that's the other
sure.
the other possibility that you need to that you need to consider, because I don't think that the Lemieux, Burkle, whoever else may or may not have been involved offer, like it's not going to get there. The league is not going to let that team sell for more than what the Hoffman Group is locked in on discussing. So I think that's also a possibility that, you know, quasi failed bid by Lemieux and Burkle here, but that doesn't mean that Lemieux can't be involved with whatever happens with the Hoffman Group.
Yeah, I can see that too. I mean, but it could come to pass that you won't find a suitor at all ever for that price if Sidney Crosby's not here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How much of that $1.8 billion price tag is wrapped up in the fact that Sidney Crosby plays for the team? It was a big part of why FSG bought the team 3 years ago too. Like that was no small consideration, that they weren't just buying an NHL team. They were buying an NHL team that Sidney Crosby played for. So yeah, it's absolutely a consideration. And then just more generally, I think I caught you guys talking about this, you know, a bit ago. Like, I don't know if it necessarily needs to be that there needs to be like a true power play attempt here. I think it can be something just as simple as, you know, when you're working at a place and working with a group of people, when there's turnover and leadership change, whether that's in the boardroom or, you know, in terms of, your direct bosses or whatever, you're less apt to want to continue working there. That's the way it goes. Like, who with that organization, especially now that Mike Sullivan's gone, especially now that Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang are on their way out, like, what's left for Sidney Crosby in terms of the people that he worked with 10 years ago? That stuff matters. I've left companies because of that, right? It's not just about the place or whatever. It's about the people. And I think the people turnover, even at an ownership level over the last few years, is probably playing a part here.
So let's play a little theoretical game here. We have Sean Gentile, hockey writer for The Athletic. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Suppose this turned into talks with a team like Montreal, where Pierre Lebrun, your colleague, said, and I quote, the Canadiens would be willing to move heaven and earth to get Crosby. And suppose you throw in his line mate, Brian Rust, as a little sweetener, so he goes there with a ready-made line mate. That team is just bursting with young talent at the NHL level and a really, really good farm system. What? Give me what a Crosby trade would look like, Sean.
I think you can remove Nick Suzuki from the equation, who's their first line center, but there's not really anybody of note behind him. That's what makes Crosby to Montreal so interesting, is that for as good as the Canadiens are and for as bright as the future is, they need another top six center, and they ideally need someone who's a little bit better than Nick Suzuki. Well, Sidney Crosby at this point in his career is certainly a little bit better than Nick Suzuki. So that's what makes it interesting. But I think you probably remove Suzuki from the equation. And then maybe Ivan Demidov, who is like a prime, special, play-driving, ultra-talented winger who, you know, showed up in North America last year and looked like a star immediately. I think you can probably remove them from the equation.
What do you mean that they are untouchables?
I don't think they would come back in a Crosby package. But I think at this point, everybody else, probably including Lane Hudson, who's a great young defenseman who probably should have won the Calder last year, is probably in the mix.
Why not Demidov though? That's where I would start.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I certainly would ask if I were Dubas. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's Demidov plus, and that's or else you don't make the move. I think that's very, very conceivable. And also the guys who aren't on the NHL roster are really good too. That's just a really good prospect pipeline right now. So yeah, I think Suzuki's probably untouchable, but I'm not sure I'd be willing to say that about anybody else in that system.
So sort of paradoxically, I guess is the word I'm using, this could be Sid's ultimate gift to the Penguins if he were to leave. Because A, he could always come back and finish his career here, but B...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He could truly ignite whatever they're trying to do over there with a boatload of young talent coming back, right?
Absolutely. And also, like, if a trade were to happen, you'd be removing Sidney Crosby from a roster that, even with him involved, is probably bottom five in the league right now. So you're potentially talking about not just adding, you know, a really nice future piece. You're talking about making yourself measurably worse in the short term, which is a good thing for that team right now. They should, to some extent, you know, be trying to add a prime piece at the top of the draft, because you know there's not much else there. This isn't a team that's a couple pieces away. This is a team that stinks and is only going to get worse.
That's the thing. And I also wonder if Sid, maybe a light just came on, you know, recently, where he's like, wait a second here. What if we stink at the beginning of the year and they start selling off pieces? I'm going to be stuck on the expansion Ottawa Senators here.
Well, think about this. We've all, like, I think you and I have had this discussion. It's like, why haven't they traded Russ? Why haven't they traded Raquel? Why haven't they tried to figure out something concrete for Carlson? Like, you would have thought that at least one of those guys would have still been around or would have left town over the summer. And it seems increasingly obvious that that's not going to happen. Well, maybe part of that is because they knew that things were starting to get a little squishy with Sid, and they don't want to trade both of his line mates, you know, before the start of the season. And you want to be able to say, all right, we got 25 games of Sid playing with Ricard or Kel and Brian Russ again. It's not working. Now it's time to move on. So I think there's a lot of, you know, it's a pretty fraught situation, and it is paradoxical, I think, in a lot of different ways, for sure.
I mean, it's almost like we could say that Sid being here is preventing Dubas from executing the plan he wants to execute. Would that be accurate?
I think there's always a goal to do right by Sid and try to do what he wants while also what's in the best long-term interest of the franchise. And I think, you know, it seems like it's getting more and more clear that those two desires might not be, like, those two principles might not be aligned.
Yeah, I mean, I would love it for Sid to go to a team like a Montreal. I think that would be great for him, and I think it could be great for the Penguins. And I think the fan base, I think people get over it. I do, especially with the idea still out there that he could come back and finish his career here. You know what I mean?
The thing to remember, and this is always the thing that I've said whenever, you know, going back a couple years, when we always hear about the Colorado Avalanche, Nathan MacKinnon relationship, blah, blah. I get asked about it a lot. What I've always said is, like, nothing is going to happen if Sidney Crosby doesn't want it to. Like, however the situation plays out, it's going to be directly in line with how he wants to finish his career.
Yes.
And for a long time, everything he said, everything he did suggested that this was exactly where he wanted to be, that he wanted to be a Penguin for life, that he wanted to see the org through to whatever the next phase of its existence was. Everybody should take him at his word for that. And he has earned the right to call his shot and also earned the right to change his mind. And I think that's, you know, is that what we're talking about here in year four, potentially, of him not being in the playoffs? I think we need to take him seriously and treat him as if he's being honest. It's what we should have done 3 years ago and a year ago, and it's what we should do today. Like, he's a pretty straightforward dude. And I think him and Pat Brisson are being pretty straightforward right now.
Well, Elliot Friedman wrote, I think it was last month when he was talking about the price of the team and how Lemieux, Burkle weren't meeting that price. He said, that's a story. This is a story that probably doesn't go away for a while. And I would argue that Brisson and Crosby made damn sure of that Monday. This story is not going away for a while, Sean.
We're going to have a year where whatever happens with Sidney Crosby and whatever happens with Connor McDavid, it's going to lead coverage for the next however many months, because Connor McDavid's eligible to sign an extension. His deal's up at the end of the year, and he hasn't done it, and it doesn't sound like he's aching to do it anytime soon in Edmonton. So yeah, we're talking about big time potential moves for the two biggest names in the sport at the start of training camp. It's wild.
Where is the, like, what's the team that people link McDavid to the most? What connection is there, or where do people think he would want to go?
Florida. A team in Florida.
Oh my God.
Tampa Bay, maybe.
I hope it's not the Panthers. They would win the next 17 cups in a row.
I don't know if Tampa can swing. Like, Tampa's or Florida's cap structure and the guys that they've signed over the last couple of years. Like, I mean, if you can sign Connor McDavid, you find a way to make it happen. But like, they are so well built and down to the dollar that adding another huge ticket item like that would be A, a challenge, and B, they're so good. You'd almost ask if it would be a great idea. Yeah, I would look at Tampa Bay if and when anything ever happens with Connor McDavid.
Sean, thanks for the adjustment in the time. DeAndre Hopkins, incredible catch the other day. A fan in Buffalo pushes Hopkins a little bit on the head. That was sort of, you know, I don't know. Didn't seem that far out of bounds, but then aggressively pushes Jackson's face, basically. And Jackson retaliates by pushing the fan back. And my thinking is, you make aggressive physical contact with a person in the arena. Like, if I'm out at a show, for example, on remote, and somebody comes up to me and pushes me in the face, not that I could do anything about it with most people, but I think there might be a problem there. I think, let's put it this way, I would be justified in doing something back to them. And Lamar absolutely was. And he took it easy on the guy. I would sit here and defend Lamar Jackson if he wound up and punched that kid right in the face. Would you? At 412-928-9370. Put the Steelers in that position. Put TJ Watt, for example. How dumb somebody would be to do that. But imagine somebody reaching over and pushing him in the face. What would TJ be justified to do back to that person? There are some who say nothing. Nothing. And is it far different when somebody jumps onto the field and is running around, even if they're not really doing anything? Because James Harrison is legendary for many reasons, and one of them, justifiably legendary, for taking that idiot in Cleveland who was on the field running around and body slamming him to the turf. Once you do that, like, there's nothing as a fan that comes close to entitling you to do such a, either run onto the field or make aggressive physical contact with one of the combatants. Once you break that code and commit that cardinal sin, I think almost anything goes. That needs to be the story of what happened the other day. Not, wow, the NFL better crack down so no more players push a fan. That's not the story. The story's the fan. 928-9370. Ty, let's hit the phones.
Let's go to Taylor in Columbus.
Hey, Taylor, what's up?
What's going on, man? Hey, I had a comment about Crosby. Now, I wouldn't
We're not talking about Crosby, unfortunately. We moved on to Lamar Jackson, but if you want to make it quick, go ahead.
I wouldn't endorse it, but I will say it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world if it did happen to package Letang with him and really raid their farm system. I mean, he is a Montreal guy after all.
So. Right. You never know. And I'm saying, yeah, thanks for the call. That packaging him might even, or surely would, sweeten the return deal. And I still think that Sid is going to be here, but we talked about that for an hour and a half. So who do we got?
Isaiah in Lawrenceville.
Hey, Isaiah.
Hey, Joe, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Joe, listen, I fully agree with you on the Lamar situation. There's no place in the sport for what that fan did. I do want to give you a quick background. I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan living in Pittsburgh. I love the show, and I have full respect for the Steelers organization. But here's the thing. What I think of is the countless games at Heinz Field and Acrisure that I've gone to, Ravens Steelers. One thing that my dad, who's the Ravens fan, who you know led to me being one, has taught me is you have to respect the game. You have to respect somebody's fandom. And most of all, we have to respect these players that we pay for the tickets to go and watch the games. If we don't defend Lamar in this situation, then where does that draw the line for fans that might go to a rivalry game that don't necessarily like the players that they're watching? And, you know, where does that put the safety of the players?
You can't touch the players. At the end of the day, you can yell at them. You know, within reason, there are certain things that would warrant a response from security, but they're few and far between. You can't touch them in an aggressive manner, period. You can't do it.
Totally agree with you there, Joe. I'm like, listen, I've hoot and hollered with Steelers fans at the games, but it's all in fun. We're all there to watch a football game. At the end of the day, if safety comes into mind and we're jeopardizing the safety of the players or, again, fans as well, you know, there's just no place for it. Like, let's all have fun. Let's remember we're watching football.
Right. And more to the point, I appreciate the call. You can't touch them in an aggressive manner. More to the point, and regarding this incident, you get pretty much whatever's coming back to you when you make that choice. Period. Next.
PJ and Shaler.
Hey, PJ.
Yeah, you know, football is like a controlled violence sport. And those guys on a field are hopped up. I mean, on any one play, in the real world, somebody could be charged with simple assault. So if a fan wants to run on the field with those guys in that mentality, he deserves what he gets, especially when he's the aggressor.
Well, what if a fan, this wasn't a case of running on the field. What if a fan decides, has the bright idea to aggress the players right in the face, leans over the railing and does that?
Well, that doesn't matter. Once you go over that railing, that you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's a good point. That essentially,
I mean, look, how many times have you seen a catch in the end zone and the guy runs almost all the way into the stands? I mean, yeah, that area is sacred. You don't go in there.
Well, yeah, in celebration, of course, you can touch a player, but and they do that in places like Green Bay, and it's all good and it's all fun. You can't push a guy in the face. But you did make a good point, I think, that essentially that fan was on the field. The body part in question, which is the hand he used to push Lamar's face, was on the field to play. Next.
He also hit DeAndre Hopkins just a few short seconds before that.
Yeah, I didn't have too much of a problem with that.
Yeah.
It was more of a tap. Still, you're risking it, but that was a tap on the helmet, not a push in the face. Next.
Bert and Blonix.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Joe. Okay, well, I totally agree with you, but a couple things about it. First off, this dude, I don't know, you know, it always takes one person to ruin things. So all of a sudden, what's the NFL going to do? Put up plexiglass so people can't, you know, kind of interact with the players, especially if they're, you know, if it would have been a Bills player and nobody's pushing people in the face and stuff like that. The other thing is...
Wait, I don't understand your point there. What was your point in saying that?
Well, my point is that if you're going to prevent this from happening in the future, you know, it's kind of, I don't, you know, like how hockey has plexiglass to protect the fans from the puck. Well, now this would be a reverse thing of putting plexiglass up to protect the players from these fans.
Well, what they've done here is send a clear message that guy won't be allowed, I think, in any NFL stadiums, if I read the story correctly.
He's banned from that stadium and every stadium.
And every stadium. That's maybe a hard thing to check, but I like that. You're not going to see anything like plexiglass at a football game.
I hear you. And then, well, the other thing, too, is that, I mean, believe it or not, I think, you know, perhaps assault charges should be pressed against this dude. And one of the reasons why, you know, I don't go to a football, these NFL games, unless I'm in a private box, because this is all the drunk idiots that attend these games.
Well, there's a lot of drunk idiots. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right about that. I appreciate the call. There are. Now, I don't know if I'd go so far as assault charges. I just think this guy committed an idiotic act.
The fact that he's banned from every stadium, I think that's good enough. That's more punishment by his actions there. I think anything else would be a little bit overkill.
Next.
Brandon and Irwin.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, how are you doing today, man?
Good.
I 100% agree with pretty much everything else everyone said. Is the fact that he was over and has touched another player that in an aggressive manner, and Lamar Jackson going back at him, I 100% agree with every action because, I mean, it wasn't even in a professional manner, but I played football, and knowing that brotherhood, no matter what it is, you're going to have your guys back, whether it's other player, coach, no matter what.
Your ultimate point there is what now? I couldn't hear part of your call.
I 100% agree that no matter what happens, you're going to have your brothers back on that field and had every right to do what he did.
Well, he was just defending himself, though, right? Lamar was defending what happened to his own self. He wasn't really defending anybody else, correct?
Based off what I saw, I could see it either way, defending yourself and defending his DeAndre.
No, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I couldn't tell. Did he say anything to the effect of he saw what happened to Hopkins? I thought it was just a reaction to what happened with him. But you might have a point. I appreciate the call. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. You can join Chris Muller at the Verizon store in Monroeville on Thursday from 4 to 6. Verizon is registering customers for the chance to win a pair of tickets to the game versus Seattle, along with a basket of black and gold merchandise. Verizon, the official 5G provider of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's sunny today with a high of 75. Joe Green. Low of 46. Christian Kuntz. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, coming up next, my new friend Ty here secured Ben Volin of the Boston Globe, been covering the Patriots, writing about them for a long time. I want to learn more about Jabril Peppers. This was a very interesting signing to me when he first sort of got put on the market here. My thought was, why not? Now, there's some mitigating circumstances. There were some legal circumstances, but I believe Peppers was cleared of wrongdoing there. I wonder if there's any lingering questions there. What about his performance last season? Maybe I think he was injured at one point. I want to ask Ben about that. But man, as far as performance on the field goes, it seems to me that Jabril Peppers has played pretty well in recent years. Like, you could do a whole lot worse if you have an injury at safety than to bring in a 29-year-old dude who has gotten really good pro football focus grades for one, but also if you just look at his conventional stats from 2023, played 15 games, 78 tackles, had a sack, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, two interceptions, a bunch of passes defensed. I'm not seeing the downside here. Maybe Ben can sort of put things in perspective for us. Let's talk to him. And plus, the Patriots are on the schedule pretty soon. Get a little update from what's happening with New England as the Steelers are getting ready to play them in, what, a couple weeks here, I believe? Yeah, that's the game after the Seattle game. They're hosting the Steelers. So perfect opportunity to talk about the newest Steeler and also to get a little update on that team as the Steelers get ready to play them in a couple weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.